I'm Dr. Alyssa Moitis with CDC's Division of STD Prevention, and I will be discussing the question, will HPV vaccine delivery in healthcare settings reach men who have sex with men? Starting with some background. Men who have sex with men are at high risk for STDs, including those associated with human papillomaviruses, or HPV. HPV-related cancers, including anal cancers, oropharyngeal cancers, and penile cancers, can be found in men, and the risk of anal cancer is estimated to be 17 times higher among MSM. In October 2011, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, recommended that in the United States, HPV vaccination should be given routinely to young men at age 11 or 12, or if they're not already vaccinated, through age 21. Acknowledging the increased risk of HPV-associated disease among MSM, the recommended age range for MSM was extended through age 26. While some countries have implemented successful school-based HPV vaccination programs, in the United States, HPV vaccine is mainly offered by primary healthcare providers in a clinical setting. A question of some interest raised during ACIP discussions was, will HPV vaccine offered in this setting be able to reach young MSM? Few data exist on healthcare use among young MSM, and this vulnerable population may be subject to unique barriers to accessing care and being out to a healthcare provider. In addition to HPV vaccination, other preventive services routinely recommended for MSM include screening for HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia at least annually, as well as vaccination against hepatitis A and B. Our objective was to describe healthcare use among young MSM in order to determine the feasibility of delivering HPV vaccine to this population in healthcare settings. Methods. We analyzed data from the National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System, or NHBS, an anonymous cross-sectional survey of adult men conducted every 3 years, most recently in 2008, in 21 U.S. cities. Participants were recruited using venue-based, time-space sampling at locations where MSM congregate, such as bars, clubs, and social organizations. For consenting participants who are at least 18 years old, trained interviewers used a handheld computer to administer a standardized, anonymous questionnaire in English or Spanish. This analysis included all participating men who were 26 years old or younger, as long as they either identified as gay or bisexual, or if they ever had a male sex partner, or both. We assessed the association between our outcome of interest, healthcare use, which we defined as at least one visit to a healthcare provider within 12 months, for an HIV test, a syphilis test, or any other reason, and several kinds of variables of interest, including demographics, insurance status, sexual behavior, self-reported HIV status, and disclosure or being out to a healthcare provider. Conducted univariate analysis with wild chi-square tests to calculate odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals. We then performed multivariate logistic regression using a backward stepwise elimination model after screening out variables not significant in an alpha of 0.05. Results. In total, we identified 2,941 men who met our criteria. All were between the ages of 18 and 26 years old. Nearly all of them met both sexual risk criteria, they had sex with a male partner, and identity criteria. They identified as gay or homosexual or bisexual. However, we also included the small fractions of men who met only one criteria. For example, those who identified as gay but had never had sex, and those who identified as heterosexual but had a male sex partner. As for their characteristics, only 4.5% of participants reported knowing that the results of their most recent HIV test were positive. The rest reported either a negative result or no result. And just to give you an idea of their sexual behavior in the past 12 months, about a quarter of participants had had more than 5 sexual partners of any gender, while the others had fewer. We found that most young men had used healthcare recently. Within the past 12 months, 88.8% had either visited a healthcare provider, received an HIV test, received a syphilis test, or any combination of these services. Furthermore, most of these young men were out, with 92.3% out to any other person and 61.3% out to a healthcare provider. In univariate analysis of eight factors potentially associated with using healthcare, being gay or homosexual had the highest odds ratio. Other factors significantly associated with using healthcare included being HIV positive by self-report, being covered by any health insurance, having a high school diploma or higher, or equivalent or higher, and having a household income above the federal poverty level. Age under 21 and number of sexual partners were not significant. Most race and ethnicity categories were not significant either, except for Hispanic ethnicity, which appeared to be associated with less healthcare use. However, in multivariate analysis, the only significant predictors of healthcare use among young MSM were being HIV positive by self-report, identifying as gay or homosexual, being covered by any health insurance, and having completed a high school education. There are several limitations to this analysis. First, we could not directly measure HPV vaccination in the recommended target age group, since the survey did not include any participants who were younger than 18, and because the survey was conducted prior to the existence of the routine recommendation. Instead, we used any healthcare use as a proxy measure for young MSM likely to have access to recommended services provided in this setting. This proxy measure might overestimate the number of MSM able to access HPV vaccine for the following reasons. We were unable to distinguish whether men were out to all of their healthcare providers, and not all types of providers currently offer HPV vaccination. Also, even though we know the recommended series is 3 doses of HPV vaccine over 6 months, we could not determine the number of healthcare visits in the past year. Finally, venue-based sampling does not represent all MSM in the United States, particularly men who live in rural areas or those who do not frequent venues where MSM congregate, and MSM recruited from gay bars in urban areas may be more likely to be out. To conclude, in order to receive appropriate preventive care in clinical settings, MSM must be able to A, access healthcare, and B, feel comfortable disclosing male-male sexual attraction or behavior. In this large sample, a high percentage of young MSM were successfully completing both of these activities. Almost 90% had used healthcare within the past 12 months, and over 90% were out to someone, at least one other person. Therefore, the burden may be on healthcare providers in clinical settings to make sure that recommended preventive care services are offered when appropriate. Our data suggests that providers may have been missing some opportunities with these men, since less than 2/3 had received a screening test for HIV within the past 12 months, less than 2/3 had ever had the opportunity to disclose or come out to a healthcare provider, and only about 1/3 had been screened for syphilis within the past 12 months. In conclusion, first, although ideally HPV vaccines should be administered prior to sexual debut, these data suggest that healthcare providers do have the opportunity to reach many sexually active young MSM. Second, healthcare providers should encourage patients to disclose same-sex sexual attraction or behavior in a safe, non-judgmental, and confidential environment in order to provide appropriately tailored clinical services. And third, additional interventions at the provider level may be needed to ensure that all recommended preventive services can be offered routinely in clinical settings. Thank you very much.
Any questions? So I'm going to take the moderator's prerogative and ask a question. So what do you think we can do to help providers be more attuned to the needs of their client population?
I'm smiling because I'm getting my picture taken while I answer this question.
Sorry. It was like a Keith moment. All right, so now we have history taken care of.
Well, that's one of the things I'm glad to be at this conference to discuss, and I'd love to hear the perspective of other providers as well about things that we can do to make sure we're providing appropriate services to our clients. Obviously, these data can't tell us how many of the young men were ever even asked to disclose, and that's a key gap. But certainly in the experiences that I've heard described, there's a lot that patients, that providers can be doing to make their patients feel more comfortable, including asking inclusive questions, including asking sexual history routinely, including putting posters and signs around the office, including being listed on lists of providers that provide appropriate services to MSM and any populations that they're happy to serve. Okay. So I'm happy to hear other ideas on this as well.
This is this isn't really a suggestion, but I'm just going to restate the obvious problem. That is that insurance coverage or even insurance access is very limited, particularly among MSM. And so since most public programs also don't pay for HPV vaccine currently, and dwindling funds in the public sector, it's going to really be an uphill challenge. And I think we should patient assistance programs encourage new vaccine manufacturers to make those available to the MSM. And just kind of hold their breath until the universal health care comes around.
Thank you for those comments, and I think you're absolutely right that cost is a major barrier to use of this expensive vaccine. And I didn't talk about cost as a barrier here because I think it was encouraging to find that so many of these young guys are going to access healthcare services and doing as much as they can, or as we can expect them to do in that respect. But I do think that financing is, of course, very important. And the Vaccines for Children program does cover HPV vaccine, and that's through age 19. And so if you have providers that are seeing children that are enrolling in that program, it's true, it doesn't cover all the way through age 26, but because it's now ACIP recommendation, it is paid for through that program at least.
Hi, I'm Amish Pati, University of South Carolina. Very interesting invitation, thank you. I might be mistaken on this one, but did you see which kind of visit is it? I mean, were emergency visits taken off that, or what kind of visits was that in the data set?
I would love to know that, and it wasn't a question. It was, have you accessed healthcare in the past year? And so the three questions that were included on this survey, which is mainly used as a survey about HIV status and HIV testing, and so you may have seen other publications using this data set, but the type of visit was not included. So I don't know if it was primary care visits, emergency room visits, other visits.
As far as getting tested for HIV,
and one absolutely.
Point was there any, did you see by the number of visits, as far as missed opportunities are concerned? Because one visit, even if you assume to that it was to a primary care, the trust issue comes. These are young folks, healthy otherwise. So maybe those who have more than one visit, maybe for flu, they in their second visit get a test. So it would be quite interesting to see if number of visits are appearing or comes out to be a significant predictor.
Absolutely. So I don't expect that a young man with a broken arm going into an emergency room would be asked a complete sexual history and vaccinated on the spot necessarily. Maybe some of you are familiar with those kinds of community services, but I did find it encouraging. And actually, we wrote this abstract before the ACIP recommendations were made, and it was a question that came up during the ACIP deliberations. If we recommend this for MSM, are they even going to go to the doctor and get the service? And so I think these data were helpful in being able to show that, yes, there's potential here.
Hi, my name is Vivian, and I'm working at a PA clinic in Seattle. And we actually do offer HPV vaccine to MSM. And we have a program through Merck, and I think everyone can avail themselves of that for young men that have no health insurance, that at the age 26 we can vaccinate them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.